This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
With the reality sinking in of Britain's decision on Friday to leave the biggest common market in the world, one of the big questions is about the future of global trade. The UK will have to renegotiate fresh trade agreements with Brussels, and the Europeans are being cranky about this. This milestone comes as growth in all world trade has tapered off. That's been the theme of our coverage of the new expanded Panama Canal, which opened successfully this weekend. Some call it peak trade, and it might be a downward cycle, or it may be a new normal, as we've explored. Today, a key part of trade that is not slowing down, digital trade. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
So out here, you see a bunch of speakers, and then in here, which we like to call the toy room,
Adam Wexler walks into a storeroom filled with used and vintage stereo systems.
We have turntables, tube amplifiers, CD players.
Wexler uses eBay to sell these stereos around the world. About a third of his sales are international, lots of them to Asia.
They have a voracious appetite for collectible American hi-fi equipment.
Wexler operates out of an old brick warehouse on the water in a part of Brooklyn with a long history in shipping. There's still a container terminal nearby. But selling on eBay, Wexler ships one sale at a time through FedEx and the postal system. According to eBay, of its sellers in the U.S. with sales more than $10,000 a year, 97% of them export. It's a type of digitally facilitated trade.
Trade is no longer coming only in big boatloads and cargo container ships, but it's coming in individual packages going through the mail service. This is very difficult to track.
Susan Lund is a partner at McKinsey & Company. She says the other piece of this growing segment is trade of digital goods and services, downloading a book or a movie or making a phone call over Skype. It's also hard to measure, but in a recent study, McKinsey found cross-border bandwidth is 45 times larger than it was in 2005. It also says the flow of data and communications across borders is adding more to global GDP than trade in physical goods. You got that? Digital beats goods.
So countries around the world, including in the United States, are rethinking how can we start to keep track of these smaller bits of trade that add up to big numbers.
And big economic benefits.
So you don't have to travel to France for the, you know, X meeting or the World Football Championship. You can watch it online. So that's an example of digital trade.
Susan Ariel Aronson is a research professor at George Washington University.
It's a good thing, right? Because it's encouraging growth in new areas. It's stimulating productivity. But it's also going to be incredibly challenging to traditional industries and for governments to regulate.
Take 3D printing, for example. Download a design file and anyone, anywhere, could be their own manufacturer. No cargo ships, no ports, no canals required. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
All of our Panama Canal last-ditch effort peak trade coverage is now at marketplace.org.